This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Monday, July 27. Keeping our word. Our reading comes from Numbers 30. Moses said to the heads of the tribes of Israel, "This is what the Lord commands. When a man makes a vow to the Lord or takes an oath to obligate himself by a pledge, he must not break his word, but must do everything he said. When a young woman still living in her father's household makes a vow to the Lord or obligates herself by a pledge, and her father hears about her vow or pledge but says nothing to her, then all her vows and every pledge by which she obligated herself will stand. But if her father forbids her when he hears about it, none of her vows or the pledges by which she obligated herself will stand. The Lord will release her because her father has forbidden her. If she marries after she makes a vow, or after her lips utter a rash promise by which she obligates herself, and her husband hears about it but says nothing to her, then her vows or the pledges by which she obligated herself will stand. But if her husband forbids her when he hears about it, he nullifies the vow that obligates her or the rash promise by which she obligates herself, and the Lord will release her. Any vow or obligation taken by a widow or divorced woman will be binding on her. If a woman living with her husband makes a vow or obligates herself by a pledge under oath, and her husband hears about it but says nothing to her and does not forbid her, then all her vows or the pledges by which she obligated herself will stand. But if her husband nullifies them when he hears about them, then none of the vows or pledges that came from her lips will stand. Her husband has nullified them, and the Lord will release her. Her husband may confirm or nullify any vow she makes, or any sworn pledge to deny herself. But if her husband says nothing to her about it from day to day, then he confirms all her vows or the pledges binding on her. He confirms them by saying nothing to her when he hears about them. If, however, he nullifies them sometime after he hears about them, then he must bear the consequences of her wrongdoing. These are the regulations the Lord gave Moses concerning relationships between a man and his wife, and between a father and his young daughter still living at home. When a witness is ready to testify in court, they raise their hand and say, "I swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God." The witness is calling God to be a witness to the truth of the testimony. The basic principle taught in Numbers 30 is that vows must be kept. Our word must stand. Truth-telling is an essential characteristic of Christians. Twisting the truth or telling lies has no place among us. The reason for this is that we're called to reflect God. God is not human that he should lie, nor a human being that he should change his mind. Does he speak and then not act? Does he promise and not fulfill? Numbers 23. When our word can't be trusted, we look like the devil, the father of lies. Jesus asserted the importance of truth-telling when he said, "All you need to say is simply yes or no. Anything beyond this comes from the evil one." He was saying that we should be so marked by the truth that we should not need to vow or back up our word. Sometimes a vow will be required of us, but let's have our word be enough. May our word be consistent with our actions. Pray with me. Father, the temptation to lie or twist the truth is strong. Help us to be people of our word so that we reflect you. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.